My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, can Davin and his lawyer help his scammer Belinda with the rent? Listen and enjoy.
What will you do if I can't help you? She goes, to tell you the truth, I don't know. I go, okay. Well, I go, will you let me see if I can have somebody talk to your landlord and ask for more time? Tell him we are working on the rent. We've gone down this road before.
Yes. My solicitor, Bulldog McIvy.
She goes, it is unnecessary. It is either I am paying for it or I am moving into my grandparents' house. Simple. I think he has done enough. I will take responsibility for my actions. I go, it does him no good to have an empty unit. If he thought he could rent it, you would have been out a long time ago. He says people are going to take it when I leave. Some people came to check out the house about 2 weeks ago. I go, if that was the case, he would tell you. He would tell you have no option to pay. He would not keep a tenant who is late with payments if he thought he could get somebody better in.
Right.
Sometimes it just needs the coaxing of a man. This is Ghana, after all. Sometimes it just needs the authority of a lawyer. Sometimes it just needs somebody to vouch for your good name. You have nothing to lose by letting me try.
Ooh.
That's nice play. Very well played.
Yeah.
Very well played.
Thank you.
Now they got their foot in cow shit because obviously it's a lie.
Who are we going to have this idiot call now?
Right.
Pretend to be the landlord.
Right. Now.
Jesus Christ. How many cousins do you have? We got to get another one.
Because I'm sitting here, I'm listening. I'm like, yeah, and they can call. I'm like, oh, there's no landlord. Now they got to drum up a landlord.
Yeah.
To call.
What's so bad about moving in with grandma? Maybe grandma can use an assist.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't see the downside.
Yeah, you know, if you move in with grandma, you can still be on the phone.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
She goes, I owe the man, for God's sake. Don't you pay your rent when you owe? Good name, they say, is better than riches. It is unnecessary having people talk to him because I have to pay him. I will find a way around this. I always have.
Well, everybody wants a good credit score. Yeah.
You'll find
nobody
a way
in Ghana is getting a good credit score.
Yeah. I'll find a way around it. I always have. Well, then no problem.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. I go, how? She goes, I've told you already. I go, that will only keep you in the apartment for one more month. She goes, I'll try and save money from the little work I do to pay for it after one ends. I go, this is no way to exist. Sad face. She goes, is that what you think? I go, yes. I think the pressure you are under is tremendous. She goes, okay, that is the only realistic option I have. I go, you have nothing to lose but letting my lawyer speak to him. I do not understand you sometimes, sad face. She goes, it is unnecessary, and it is not realistic.
It is unnecessary.
Now
it's like, no, I don't want your dopey help.
Don't hurt yourself backpedaling.
Really?
She goes, he won't even agree to what you will tell him. I know the lawyer. He's right. The landlord is right here.
I know you two. This is going to be good.
Whatever you say.
She goes, he won't even agree to what you will tell him. He might agree with you, but still, take his apartment from us. You are not here to stop him from doing that. I go, no, but maybe my lawyer can convince him to give you another month. Maybe in another month, if we try, we can get a script done. Maybe we'll be so good we can get an advance. Maybe in a month I will be divorced and I can bring you here. A lot can happen if given time. We would not ask him to forgive the debt. We would repay the debt with interest.
See, the whole thing is that they almost were ready. You're a pain in the ass. You're not getting any money. You're driving them nuts. You're writing. You're having my wife write you all this creepy stuff that I'm not really thrilled about. I'm almost done with you. I made a passing comment that maybe we could try to help with the rent. You come up with an idea that you want your lawyer to call the landlord. Now I got to find out who the hell they're going to call. I mean, damn it all. Will you go away?
Will you just quit already?
Go away.
I wish I could quit you.
You are a federal case. Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you are.
Kind of am.
Don't get me wrong.
Right? Oh, we wouldn't have a bid if I wasn't, Joe. I just said, okay.
Okay, go away.
I'm just saying. It's just an overview. It's just an overview, you know, but very good.
Oh, God.
I go, I say these things. I assumed you wanted to be with me. I should not have done that. I apologize. She goes, that's what you told me some time ago, and I borrowed money from a friend. It took me to sell some clothes of mine to pay those debts, and here you are telling me the same thing again. I go, I've been doing things like crazy to make it happen. When you met me, I had no money and freedom, and things were easy. Mm. Now I have neither, so things are more difficult.
Oh, my God, sounds a little close to home.
I was just thinking that.
No.
I go, it does not mean they are impossible. Listen, none of this matters if you want to go on with your life without me. I can't make you love me. I can't make you want to be with me. Those are things that I absolutely can't do. Everything else is possible.
Mm.
She goes, it is possible from where you are, but not from where I am. Things are harder from here than from your side. I go, you can't say that because you really have no idea how hard things have become here. Listen, Belinda, I am willing to try just about anything, but if you can think everything is lost, then it is lost no matter how much I want it to be otherwise.
Good point. If you lost faith, I can't do anything for you.
Yeah. You know. The 80s band said love will find a way. But. Who is that? That's Tesla.
Yeah. Great tune.
She goes, well, then I think we are done here. At least we have tried to make things work. But I guess things are too hard for us. I've tried to be here. I really have. But I guess it didn't work out. I go, I guess so. I really do think if we had more time, I could have changed your world for the better. I believed you when you said you wanted to marry me. At first, it scared me. But then it excited me. I guess it is over. I guess there will be no happy ending for two people who tried to persevere through the greatest of odds.
Ugh.
It scared me, and then it excited me. Where are those censors?
She goes, well, I guess I've tried. I guess it will never work. Continue with the rest of your life, and hope you are happy. Goodbye forever. I go, I tried as well. I really did. Goodbye, beautiful buzzkill Belinda. She goes, I'm deleting the account and also changing my number. Please don't write me or contact me.
I feel kind of sad.
I know. Don't write me or contact me.
I was sad when this was happening, even though I didn't want to talk to this prick.
Okay, we're all done, so don't contact me ever again. Not even, like, how you doing? Burn my picture.
How's business? How's tricks?
Burn my pictures, delete this, I'm shutting down everything, you can't find me anymore, bastard.
I go, deleting your number? I thought you're selling the phone.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.